Have you ever read that book? I think it's Designing Things by Don Norman. It's
I've
in
read
a
almost all of
studio.
his. I've read almost all of his books. I actually think his books should be required reading for all designers. I think there's a lot of stuff that we can break the rules on, but he has the foundation that I think you need to understand first.
He is on a crusade against designers. Wherever you read anything by him, he is always saying how designers are doing things wrong. I can't stand his tone.
I think a lot of, I mean, you know, it's no secret on my side. I think a lot of designers do things wrong, but.
No, but I think his point is that designers can sometimes act too much like what we do is art, and it isn't.
Yes.
And I
Yes.
think that's the attitude that he wants to fight against. Like, learn your basics, learn your tech, learn your frameworks, understand the whole problem. Don't make a beautiful box that doesn't work.
Yes, I would totally agree with that. And I think that's really the foundation. But to your point, a lot of design school teachers don't come from actual design jobs. So they've never shipped a product, right? It's like you're teaching design, but you've never shipped a product. You don't know what actually goes in to making this real. You know the theory, you know the abstractions of it, but you don't know how to prioritize against development bugs that are causing privacy or security concerns, right? Like you think your design problem is the most critical thing ever. And then, you know, when you have a security bug that's allowing people to, you know, steal email addresses, you need to understand that's a hell of a lot more important.
So the way I see design school and a diploma is it's a key that opens a door to a company. But if you know which company you want to work, you shouldn't worry about the key, but you should worry about what the job is on the other side of that door and learn that yourself. No design school is a school. There's no design school that learns you how to work at Argo. It doesn't exist. There's no Argo design school. There's also no, let's say I'm going to work at Airbnb and be a UX designer. There's no Airbnb design school. It doesn't exist. You need to train yourself up on what you want to be able to do, and that's your responsibility. Nobody's going to give it to you.
I think that's a great point. I mean, to that, like, I hope people don't mind me mentioning their names, but I know Adriana is reading a lot of books on product ownership because she really wants to understand that. And she's like, maybe this is something that's interesting. And for people who don't know, Adriana is one of the other designers at Argo, but she has this inherent drive to find out what else is out there. And, you know, I just love the fact that she's, you know, saying, I'm going to go off on my own and read these things to try to understand what else exists. To see if that's interesting to me. And at the same time, I'm going to understand my role better because I'm going to have empathy for other people and other roles.
Yeah, as a designer, you're always in the middle between things that already exist. You come in when the problem already exists, when the customers already exist, and when the client already wants to spend the money on something. You just need to understand all of the sides of the problem.
Well, and also you need to understand the problem you're actually solving. And so a lot of times designers think they're solving a design problem. At one of our projects right now, the person, and I won't mention this name since we don't want to mention the project, the designer came to me and said, "Hey, I don't actually think we're trying to solve the design. I think we're trying to solve a people problem. Like these two organizations aren't talking to each other, and we need to bridge that." And I thought that was an amazing insight, right? And as designers, we are inherently problem solvers. So the problem wasn't making the UI better specifically. Like that was one of the outcomes that we needed to look at. But the real problem was getting these two teams to talk to each other. Because if they didn't talk to each other, whatever we created wasn't going to work anyway. Okay, well, I think that's enough for a supplemental episode.
This one will be available for dollars.
Wait, why would we make the shorter episode available for money? I feel like you got this wrong.
Because
Can we get bells for it? Can we get those Crossy Road bells?
Crossy roads.
Let's see if Lena is still streaming.
She is, for sure.
And yeah, she's still going.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are interested to go watch our podcast editor stream, which she's apparently currently eating cookies while streaming, her handle is obviously, if you know Twitch, twitch.tv/LenaKit.
Kite.
It sounds like such a porn name. God.
It
L
isn't.
L-I-N-A. Kitteh. There, Lena Kitteh. Yeah,
I
I mean,
can't do it.
she can insert her voiceover after this. Okay, we gotta stop?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool, man.
Bye.